The problem has not gotten better with age. It's only gotten worse. You know, when I was mayor before I went to Congress, I can tell you firsthand, I saw wooden pipes come out of the ground in our city water supply system. That was 10 years ago. Just imagine that being applied 1,000 times across the country as to the state of infrastructure even 10 years later that continues to fail and grow worse. And you just have to look at Flint, Michigan, for example. You have to look at some areas around New York State, for example, where we are starting to see this aging infrastructure get to the critical point of failure. And that is, in and of itself, a motivation that I think is different than what we had before. The other thing that I would put on people's horizon, and love them or hate them, you know, I will tell you this president is a disruptor. This president is not somebody, when I've had conversations with him, is stuck with the traditional bureaucratic response that, well, Mr. Congressman, we can't do it that way because we've never done it that way. This is what we do, this is how we do it, and because of the bureaucracy, we aren't going to change our ways. There is an attitude of disruption that is sweeping over Washington, D.C., and the Problem Solvers Caucus, I think, is the leading edge of the disruption when it says enough is enough. Democrats versus Republican doesn't do anybody good other than the elected officials in the political industry. It's about getting the American people taken care of, and that's what we came here to Washington to do. And with that, we are looking around the world. Many of us are getting educated on things like how they do things in Australia with utilizing infrastructure revenues in a way to allow those public-private partnerships to be stretched. Look at Hong Kong and what they've done with tapping into the development rights in their public transportation arenas that have allowed them to leverage an asset that was never deployed before. And we have tremendous amount of those assets across America's infrastructure, and that creativity is sweeping Washington. And that's why those 3 points alone, I think, should give us optimism that the time is right, the time is now, and we know as Democrats and Republicans, it's got to get done. So let's get it done.